And we are live, and everybody, welcome back to episode 3 of After Hours with the Thought Patrol Squad. We literally just sat here for the last 25 minutes, not knowing why Discord was not working, to find out that Tyler did in fact have me muted. But we are good to go. He is fucking stupid.
Oh. Guys, I do apologize, and Kyle, I do apologize to you as well.
It's fine. I don't have work.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, so we're
neither
good.
Neither do I. So, yeah, we're both good. So let's just clear this up real quick. I could have sworn that I had you unmuted. Like, that was the first thing I looked at too, and there wasn't. I guess I just completely missed it. But when I went to look at your profile, you know, usually there's a setting where it'll have mute or unmute. And there wasn't. So I just assumed it was unmuted. Like, if you were muted, it would have been there. But I don't know. I'm still getting used to this app. I know now. Yeah, Kaylin, go to bed. All right?
No. Screw you.
So it's all right. Oops. Sorry, guys. It's all water under the bridge. So, yeah, good to be on this this lovely evening here.
Yeah. Everything's how's everyone doing tonight? All the all you beautiful three or two, I guess.
They would say, like, who else is in here? Yeah.
Your Kaylin, mom.
How are you? Damn. Never mind. Forget I asked.
I'm good. So,
yeah, that's good. How's Chick-fil-A working for you?
I haven't started working yet. No.
Training?
Yeah, I'm doing like online training, and it sucks.
What's online training? The point of getting a job and working is to physically go there, prep, learning how to work your way around the
how to fry a good old piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they right? do like this stuff, and it's like,
is there?
It's not like listen to me, bitch.
Okay. I just imagine like an interactive like chicken fryer game, like through whatever no. website that
you got 3 gold stars.
You watch like videos. Stop it. You watch like videos and they have like pamphlets that you read, and then they have like a test that they test you on your knowledge. Like, I learned that there's different colored gloves that you wear. They have they have designated pans for like raw chicken that you can't touch. Even though I'm really not going to. Well, I applied for cashier
under the impression
that I would just be a cashier, and now I'm learning how to run the whole fucking restaurant. So,
yeah, you prepare for everything.
Like, whenever I go there, they're kind of all over the place, and yeah, not a bad way either. But everyone has multiple duties and tasks like that they're just constantly doing nonstop.
Right,
it's like Chick-fil-A is busy like the entire day, every day except for Sunday, because, you know,
they're closed.
God first, right?
Hey, I get to go to church every Sunday, unlike my brother. So
yeah, I work the weekend, sadly.
Yeah.
So I did learn how to cook chicken, though.
Oh. Yeah, now we know. We know how to bread and cook chicken.
I know what they use for oil. I know what's in their seasoning. I just know everything.
Oh, that's amazing. Look at that. She hasn't physically been there yet to train, but she already knows how to make chicken.
Exactly.
Through an online interactive game.
Exactly. I didn't do a game, okay? It wasn't that fun.
It was a video.
It was actually pretty boring. I watched a video.
Yeah. Giving me flashbacks. I had to do a bunch of, like, I literally sat there all day, almost 2 days, practically 2 days, doing online shit when I first started working at Walmart. It was horrendous.
Yeah, it's taken me like 3 hours, and I'm not even done yet.
Yeah. I literally sat there. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, go ahead, finish. Because I was just going to add on to that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I sat there all day. It was nice because they paid me, but I sat on a computer for 8 hours just doing online shit the entire day.
Well, I got paid for, like, an estimated time that it would take for me to finish, which was 3 hours, and I've already exceeded that. So I wish I sat there and did the training, because they would have paid me for the time I was actually there.
That's interesting.
That's stupid. They're like, maybe it'll take you 3 hours, but it took me a lot longer than
3 hours, yeah.
That's how they get you, though, because you think, this would be really easy.
That's how they save their freaking money.
Several hours down the road, yeah. So anyways, I was going to say, when I was hired seasonally at Costco, wholesale.
Bro, I wanted to work at Costco.
Dude, it was so great working there. I mean, it kind of sucked that I was only there for like a little bit, but I made some good money and I worked a lot of hours. But yeah, so like they put you through, you don't have to do a whole lot of online stuff. And I think it also depended on the department that you ended up working in. And I worked in two. I started off in the front end because that's what every seasonal person got hired as, was, you know, you'd push carts and all that crap. And then you'd stock at night when you guys were closed. But then they needed someone in the service deli. So I did that. I went in the back and I did the rotisserie chickens and ribs and wings and all that. And like, threw me. Yeah, it was awesome. They like threw me into this kitchen and I did everything by myself. All they did the they literally worried about the platters that they prepped and everything like that. I was all by myself for the most part. I was like in the next room doing everything by myself, which is really cool. Like I handled it pretty well and everything. But you would go there. I think like the first day you had an orientation and you were there for like quite a few hours, just literally walking around the whole warehouse of just like seeing all the departments, different managers and stuff like that. And it was kind of funny because like you already know your job description or what you're going to be doing, but it's like you don't need to know, you know, 80% of what the hell is in the store. Like what else is going on in the store? Like there's the pharmaceutical section. You have some of the other food sections as well. You have like the eyeglasses and all that. You have the guys in the front with the electronics, all the clothing department in the center, other higher management positions too. Also the food court in the front. You know, I didn't have to worry about any of that. I just had to worry about pushing carts, you know. That was pretty much it.
Learn like all this stuff. Like I have to learn how to clean the whole place, and they have like separate stuff because it's a restaurant, so it's a lot stricter. And I have to learn like the different types of contamination. I have to learn like the different types of foodborne illnesses you can get from like having your clothes like interact with raw chicken, like that can cause illness. And like it's so strict, and it's something I'm not even going to be doing for a long time. Like I know they have the people that cook the food there; they're there for a long time, so it's like something I won't need to know for a while. And it's like it's all like information, like how long to cook the chicken or how long for it to cool down. Like it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it's all important. No, whenever you're dealing with food, it's huge because you don't want someone. I mean, you know, it's chicken here; it's raw chicken we're talking. You don't want someone getting salmonella. Yeah. You know. But whenever it's food, like the same thing with me, I have rotisserie, I had chickens as well. But there's a lot of stuff that goes into play with like keeping your work area sanitized and clean, whether it's before, during, and after. You have to worry about making sure you're not mixing the cooked with the raw undercooked or uncooked foods and stuff like that. Because you don't want any of those like foodborne illnesses coming into play. Because you know, it just all it takes is one little script like that.
Yeah.
Having a customer buy something, take it to the front, pay for it, go home, eat it, and then next thing you know, they're like, oh, they're dead. You know, worst case scenario.
Wow.
Yeah.
They can die.
Did we skip? I think we skipped a couple steps here. Well, here and there.
No. I'm not gonna like read you a bedtime story here, but essentially is what it is. I could though if you want. I have green eggs and ham somewhere over here.
I remember. Hey, cool. I remember
a podcast special.
I remember on presenting Tyler with green eggs and ham.
we all know how my reading goes.
Oh yeah,
it'd be a disaster.
We just saw that in the last episode.
Yeah, you guys gonna go and watch the last episode? What was that? 13 or 12?
Yeah, it was 13.
Watch Tyler just ruined the segment.
That segment was funny as shit, though. It was fantastic.
It was funny as shit. Thank you very much, Caitlin. What if it was all planned, huh?
Sure. All right.
Kyle, I do have to give you props, though, for adding the music effect in the background, because it really...
Yeah, it definitely adds to it.
It just, like, worked out perfectly. Yeah.
I was laughing my ass off putting that shit together.
Yeah. Dude, I bet. So, Kyle, how was your day today?
Good. We went to go get our teeth cleaned. That's about all I'm going to say about that, because no one wants to hear about that.
No, it was wonderful.
What are you talking about, man? It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have to do that, by the way.
It was good to get a good teeth cleaning.
Yeah, and have the
dentist like molest your mouth. Yeah, I feel bad for the lady because I have braces and... You don't clean everywhere sometimes, and they'll have areas they got to get a little bit extra... like, man, this is like, this bitch brought me a minefield.
Right. She's like cleaning or whatever, and like, you know, you miss like huge gunk of like just leftover, let's say, pasta the other night.
And it's like crawling, and it screams as she shoots it with water. Yeah. Mother, you doomed me.
I would hate to have to be a dentist. That must be so gross.
Some of them make some good money though.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you make a shitload of money, and you sit in an office all day. It really isn't that bad.
Yeah, but that's so you deal with some.
Well, yeah, but you get used to it though.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get used to it.
Hi, sir. How was your day? Oh, really? Is that so? Well, what do you think about these things going on in the world? Oh, really?
Me too. Oh yeah, they don't even talk to you. I was thinking about that. I was like, it's so awkward.
And I talked to her. A bit.
You talked to her while she was scraping.
No. I was sitting there clenching for dear life because every other second she was hitting my gums, and I'm like, this is where I die.
I almost cried.
I will bleed out of this chest.
That's another thing. No. So that's another thing I want to talk about. And so the area we live in, I feel like you can't find a good dentist. I don't know if this is like a good thing throughout the world. No. Wherever, maybe it's just me. I've had bad luck ever since I moved down here. We've had terrible dentists, and like, both my sister and I, it'd be, and we have no problems with our teeth or our gums. We don't have like any of that, like we don't have sensitive gums or anything like that. But I think one time they made my sister's gums like inflamed, and they started to bleed from like
the shit flossing. Sucks.
And they literally said like, oh, she has this, like we need to treat her for this or like some crap like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like my sister was just telling me like, no, they were like literally stabbing her with I don't know, whatever the tool's called, or like however they were flossing.
That pick.
I mean, you gotta be careful. I mean, it's you know, it's,
well, they've changed a bit people, now. Man. They don't use those metal picks anymore. Now it's all like water pressure, like this really thin hose that sprays like that really high pressure water. So instead of her scraping your gums with the metal thing, she's hitting it with a fucking pressure washer. Yeah. That, like,
you know, that's really how they cut diamonds with water.
Wow. Thanks for that. Caitlin's tidbit of the day.
Yeah.
It's how they cut diamonds.
Da-na-na-na. The more you know.
There you go. Yep. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
We need drops, dude.
I don't. The dentists that we've had were pretty good. The one that ripped out my wisdom teeth, I have a problem with him. And I will always have a problem with that. Is it
because he took out your wisdom teeth?
No, because after he did it, I was like high on anesthesia. And he's sitting there and he just puts me in a different room. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, my mouth is open, there's blood everywhere. And I'm like, can someone help me, please?
It's just how it ends.
My mom walks in and there's just blood all over my face. And she's like, what the hell happened?
Caitlin on anesthesia was the best shit. I'm so sorry.
I was crying. I was like, I was shaking too.
I don't have it anymore, but I had recorded certain things of her, like just being in the car, just fucking
blood
out of it.
Everywhere.
No,
blood
not,
just
even, not even just
to
bloody where the way she's like talking, she just like exactly, like head back, mouth wide open, like Kyle. You're the best, Kyle.
No, Kyle was the OG when my wisdom teeth ripped out, because he changed my bloody bandages every 4 hours. Damn. And he gave me my pain meds. Right, that was my OG brother right there when he helped me with that.
We have another brother I need to know about.
Yeah, we actually do have another brother.
He's a stepbrother. Doesn't work.
He's
that
a half brother. Okay.
Is he? I thought.
Step is when you're not related to them at all.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
Shit, you're right.
Are you serious? He just had like a revelation right now.
But yeah, Kyle doesn't know his own siblings, so.
I just call my brother.
What is blood?
But yeah, that shit was funny.
Family's family. That's all that matters. So, quickly moving on to a more interesting topic.
A more clean.
Yeah, let's try not make people throw up.
No pun intended. So, I'm currently playing Dark Souls right now. Dark Souls 3.
A little late.
Dark Souls 3.
But.
What do you mean a little late?
A little late, like it's been out for a year.
Yeah, for a couple years, right?
Maybe
2015. I thought
Let me look.
But they've been coming out with the
DLC.
You're
not helping your fucking point there.
Well, I'm not trying to make a point.
He
just
got a PlayStation.
It's on his Xbox.
Oh. It's on Xbox. They have it for Xbox. Bloodborne's the only one that's for PlayStation. But anyways, yeah, I will admit I am a little late into the Dark Souls series. I just finished 2.
Didn't they just release like the complete edition for the game? Rekindle the Flame edition or some shit like that.
Well, for 2, it's Scholar of the First Sin.
I'm talking about 3, though.
3, I'm not entirely sure.
It's just like a complete edition where it comes with the DLCs.
I just bought the standard edition,
which is not worth it.
I didn't feel like really.
If you get the complete edition, it's fine. But if you get the season pass, and you're dealing with shit with the season pass, then I didn't think the season pass was worth it. But if you just get the $60 complete edition, you get all the DLCs. That's fine by me because you're not paying really any much more. Dark Souls, it came out in 2016, dude. March.
Okay.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, so it's been a year and a half.
I was into it at the time. I mean, I played some at Jonathan's house, and I actually got pretty far from what he told me. I actually got to the Abyss Watchers, which is like the first of the Lords of Cinder or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was. And
that was a good
fight. I did all that. Yeah, oh, that was great. I remember getting my ass handed to me the first time I played that.
Yeah, that's just difficult the first time.
I have the game myself now that I've been playing. Like, I remember playing it. I remember how it worked out. First try. I didn't even die once, guy. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I know. That's like the best feeling, to play a boss and
play a boss.
Finesse. To play a boss. That's right. Yo, that's going to be a thing now. Play a boss. But to just, like, finesse them and not die the first time around. It's the best feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
However, did not happen to me just now when I defeated Yorm the Giant, so which I think is, like, the third Lord of Cinder in the game so far.
Yorm was a fucking joke.
Dude.
It was a cool fight. It was a nice set piece, but it was a joke.
I forgot about the Master Sword, the Great Sword or Ultra Sword or whatever. That's in the back by the throne where he starts.
Oh yeah.
I forgot to grab that. I forgot about that thing entirely. I thought it was just like a random thing.
So you just fought him normally and smacked until he died?
I started that until I realized like 10 minutes down in the fight, he's not even a quarter. He's like, no, he's about a quarter.
yeah.
His health bar is about a quarter gone. I'm like, you know what? There has to be an easier way to this. So I'm like, okay. I admitted defeat and said, fuck it. I didn't even use the bone, whatever the hell that thing's called. And I did some research because they say, I mean, if you like the Souls series, definitely look up their the Dark Souls wiki, and they have everything. If you ever need help, tutorials, hints, tips, tricks, all this, it's like the best thing ever. If you need to level up quicker, if you need help, if you're stuck on something, it's really great. Homeward Bone, by the way. I was seeing a Homeward Bound for some reason, like the movie.
Oh,
instantly classic there. Good times.
But sadness and helps me.
Yeah, because I could just use one of those.
We put a lot of time in that game. Me, Tyler, and Jonathan. I think a collection of all of us, probably about 500 or 600 hours, the three of us put together.
Now, is that a single playthrough or is that multiple playthroughs?
Jonathan was on like new game 8 or 9. I'm like new game 6 or 7. And Tyler's like on new game 2 because he'd always just run through us with it. So he never really started as new.
How people can play games like that, constant playthroughs, especially a game like this.
The first time I did it, the first time I did it by myself, beat it, and I did it. I was with two other people. Playing it again over, I played with other people. So that's where the fun came. And then you get like invaded, and then you have like two friends to run around with. So it's not really, since we've already beaten the game and kind of experienced the difficulty, now it's just kind of fucking around and messing around. Like we've had some of our funniest moments playing Dark Souls 3. So you know that dude you know that dude you run into really early that has like the katana? I think it's
Yes.
He has like the black blade.
Not too long ago. He's like some old master. You get not his armor, but he gets his clothes and the sword if you kill him.
Yeah, if you kill him, you could summon him later to help you fight the incarnation of Gundyr, the second form of him later on in the game. And it was the funniest thing. We kind of made him into a character where Jonathan, he was like the friend or foe guy. So what happens was he would go up, and since it was just him, like super skinny, all he had was a katana and like loincloth, he'd go up and Jonathan was like, friend or foe, friend or foe. And he's like this dude with a katana, and he's just like sitting there with his danky ass katana against like Gundyr, which is fucking ginormous. And there was another funny thing. On a bridge, there's like this stone demon that you can fight. He's called the old demon or something like that. He's one of the optional bosses.
The one that's up top of Theron Woods.
Yeah. And sometimes he could pick you up and toss you. So there it was the funniest shit. I had, he was, it was me, Jonathan, and Tyler. And we were fighting him. Jonathan was on the other side of him, and I go to see him go to grab, and I'm like, oh shit. So I went to get out of the way, and all I hear is like, Kyle. And it's like Jonathan talking, and he's like, I love you, Kyle. And I see him, he's like holding Jonathan in his hands, and he like just tosses him. He fucking dies. It was fantastic.
I never thought about playing the game like that with multiplayer wise, because I usually try to avoid getting invaded or joining other people's games and stuff like that, like leaving those spawn markers.
Yeah,
I never really thought about it. I always thought they kind of would just annoy me, to be honest with you, just playing with someone else.
If you have, it's very fun co-op, because you could play a huge percentage, about 90% of the game you could do in co-op. There's some areas where you have to kind of run to get to the next point to initiate the co-op, but playing co-op, I don't say to beat it when you need help. I'd rather if you're listening out there, play it normally. But if you're going to go back for a second playthrough, you want more, you want to level your character, bring in a friend. It's so much fucking fun. In that area after the Abyss Watchers, where they had I cannot tell you how many times one of us got knocked off by those giant skeleton balls, and it was the funniest thing to see that every single time. Like, I just turn around and hear Jonathan scream and see his body fall into the abyss, and he's the host. So it just kicks all of us out. Just fantastic fun stuff. We would play where you could get an item called a white twig, or it's, I don't know what it's called, but it looks like a white twig, and it turns you into a prop. So what we would do is we'd get the other two of us. All three of us, we'd turn ourselves into props. We'd pop a dried finger before. Branch. We'd sit in that area where Mr. Krabs is, those big ass crabs, before. We'd sit in that area, because a lot of people would invade, or we go to that area right after Pontiff, where a lot of people would invade. And we'd sit and hide and wait for one of them to find us. And as the time progressed, we'd get more and more tricky, or trying to move around in their sight and get around and move and stuff. And then once he'd find one of us, we'd all jump out and get and attack him and try and kill him and stuff like that.
Gang, gang.
And another thing is, Tyler loved the sorcery, although sorcery is not very good in that game.
I remember you told me this.
So
it is if you level up, but just
you could do the same thing better with weapons. So they've nerfed it severely from the previous games. The miracles are much stronger than the summoner things. I don't know what they're called. I say summoner because I've been playing too much Final Fantasy 14. But so he got this move, and it's basically like Dark Souls Kamehameha kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he would. The thing is, you have to aim it, and if you go to charge it up to fire it, it takes a second, and you can't aim it after that. So every time we'd be fighting people, Tara's like, I got him. And then you'd see a Kamehameha just shoot and miss by a mile, because he could never aim it properly. And he'd just sit there. And so he's like, I think it was called Spirit or Soul Stream. He's like, Soul Stream. And it'll just fucking miss entirely. And it was the funniest shit to see him shoot this Kamehameha that just hits the ground. And we all look at him like, God damn it, Tyler. And it would never fail every single time. We had a lot of fun. You should have got it for PlayStation, bro, so we could play together.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I mean, they had a sale for the
think about it. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I fucking do, guy.
Yeah.
So, I will get Bloodborne though, I will probably get. I went to GameStop today. I was getting rid of some games. I actually got some money out of those. I was surprised. I thought I was gonna get 5 cents for I sold Fallout 4.
They recently added mods for console support, Kalen, so you might want to get back into that. Tyler's playing it now, and he has a mod where it's the world is starting to regrow, so there's more grass and trees are actually grown back and stuff. There's certain armors that he has. It's really cool. Just to check out the mods. Yeah, I mean, you're not doing anything else. No, but there's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to do anything. It's all part of the. It's all built into the game. I that sounds like a good idea, because the game was very apocalyptic, obviously. So it's cool to have. It's cool to have trees and stuff, though. To see that the world is slowly coming back, because it's been a long time since these bombs dropped. So you would start to see stuff come back, at least in the outer rings of the bomb. So it's cool stuff. I haven't looked at it yet, but Tyler's been playing that because we don't really have anything else to do until Destiny 2 comes out. Although on the 8th of August, Tyler, this is the cool. You should look this up after we're done with this episode. But it's called Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice or something like that. It's like a $30 game, and it's kind of done in the essence, or it's kind of done in the style. You know the new God of War? You've seen the trailers for it? Mm-hmm. Like the style, it's like third person over the shoulder, and it's like fighting. It's like that, but it's based in like Norse mythology, and it's like this girl. It's really weird. It comes out on the 8th, and it looks like super dark and stuff like that. It looks really cool, like really fucking awesome. And I'm definitely down for that. So we'll have that. Besides that, there's not really much out. I've been playing just Final Fantasy, and we've been playing a little bit of Fortnite. We were playing Titanfall because me and Tyler, before we started this episode, we were playing Titanfall because they introduced a horde mode recently. So you could play like a cooperative horde mode, and it's super fun, dude.
Awesome.
Like just like bunches of titans against like four people, and everyone's trying to kill all these titans, and there's like five difficulties, and there's also like unlocks you could get just for that game mode, and you also like progress as you play it. Titanfall 2 is such a good game. It's so sad that it just got stomped by Battlefield and Call of Duty, because I think it's better than Battlefield, and I think it's better than the new Call of Duty by like a landslide. So it does suck.
I actually went and sold Titanfall 2 in from the Xbox. I was going to get it for the PlayStation, but I don't think they actually had a copy there. I was looking for one. So if anything, I'll just buy it digitally, but where I'll wait until I get it like a disc version. But yeah, I do intend on getting it from PlayStation.
It's definitely good. They're also having like an Ubisoft sale going on, so they have Siege on sale. There's some of the Assassin's Creed are on sale, For Honor's on sale. So I definitely look into that. They're all digital, but if you want like For Honor or Siege or something, they're all like huge percentages off. I think For Honor's like $30 right now, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. Yeah, Honor's a fun game too. It's just been on sale like a shitload. I like it a lot, and I like that they're working on fixing it. The fact that just alone that they're adding dedicated servers is a fantastic change. So really, really fun. I'm excited to get back into it once they kind of change some characters around, because I want the game to do well, because it's fun, and it's fun to play. It's like, because you don't get too many fighting games where you're playing with a friend. That just doesn't happen often. So it's awesome to have like a game where you could do like a 2v2 and you're just playing with a friend in a fighting game. It's such a cool idea, and it doesn't happen all the time. So I love playing that game. It's super fun. It's very simplified for a fighting game, but it's still a fun like idea. I enjoy it a lot. So it's cool.
I'm just destroying these skeletons. Like, they have their shields out, and they're trying to block my attacks, but I actually have equipped the...
So you're playing right now? You're pulling a Sean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Storm Ruler, which is that great sword you get at...
It's not... I wouldn't use it unless you're fighting Yorm. It's not that good.
I mean, I'm going back to some of the earlier levels just to kind of... I'm just screwing around right now, to be honest with you. I'm looking for extra crap.
Yeah.
I need some more...
There's a lot of hidden stuff in that game. You run across a lot. I was gonna try and platinum it, but I gave up.
Guys, no, dude, I would never try to do something like that for this game.
It's not worth it.
So it's like bashes dudes like shield over, like he was trying to defend it, and I just hit him once, boom, shield goes off to the side, vulnerable, boom, like right to the face. It was awesome. I'm actually liking the sword. Usually, I'm a little bit more of a lighter guy. I'll use some like daggers or something like that. But I don't know. I'm actually starting to like this greatsword a lot, because it staggers them a lot. Like that's the cool thing with heavier weapons. But
yeah,
just uses a lot more stamina.
There's these special types of swords called like ultra great swords or something like that, and they're very light. Mm-hmm. But they have they're supposedly light the way you maneuver with them, but they have the weight of a heavier sword. So they swing faster, but they hit with the impact of like a great sword. They're really good swords. There's one called like. Starts with an A, something's great sword, and it's like one of the best scaling dexterity great swords.
A sutra, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And my character has 99 dexterity, so
whoa,
which is stupid because it like hard caps at a point, so that there's like no, I could put it into other points. I just did it for the shits and giggles, and that was like you could like respec your character, but you can only do it 3 times. And that was my final time, and I made them 99 dexterity. Unless they changed it, because I remember it being 3 when you used the tongues. Okay.
At Rosaria's bed chamber. Yeah. I just found that out. I sold the tongues too, because I thought they were just like random crap. And I don't know if you can get more or not.
But, no, you have to. The only way of doing it is invading another person's world and killing them underneath that covenant. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. So, because I ran out and I'm like, shit. So I had to, because she gives you like a couple when you first find her, or you find a couple somehow. I don't remember how it happens.
Yeah. You find it in Cathedral Deep, I think.
Yeah. Fun game. Yeah. The DLCs were not the best. The second one was really good. The first one was just meh. It only took us like 3 hours to get through it. Sadly.
Yeah, this is definitely a game where I'll play, but I won't play that much of it. Like, I don't need to get the DLC. I'll definitely get my money's worth. I'll get my entertainment's worth out of this game. I don't need to get that upset at a game. You know, I don't want to get the DLC just so I can break the controller. I don't need to do that.
Okay.
Same thing with the other one, the other Dark Souls 2, which came with all the DLC. I haven't even started any of those, but I beat the game in relatively about 50 hours or so. And I'm kind of coming up on, like, I think 25 right now for this one. But,
yeah, I think singularly, just me, I think I'm at like 200, 210 around there.
I mean, if you like the games enough, like, more power to you. I don't see myself doing it.
Yeah, I'm kind of tuckered out on Dark Souls. I'm excited. They have one coming out soon called Code Vein, which is like, it's not Dark Souls, but it has like kind of that style.
It's Dark Souls-esque.
Yeah, and it's like anime inspired, so it looks really cool. The main character looks like a badass. He's got like this cool mask. Speaking of like new games, what are you two excited for coming in the future with games either this year, next year, stuff we have coming out? What about you, Kim?
Oh, this wasn't a podcast.
What do you mean? This is a podcast.
I'm just talking about games. I'm bored.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Just sitting on your phone.
Well, I'm bored. So God damn, Kim.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. Hey, man, go ahead. Take the reins, Kaylin. What do you want to talk about? Present us something to talk about. There's no structure to this, as long as it's not something political or stupid.
This just sounds like...
We can talk about penis if you want.
That's what it is, Kaylin. A Let's podcast. What? What?
Not mine. What
did he say?
I don't know. So, you have anything to talk about? I'm going to sit over there and complain.
I'm excited about Polytopia, you know?
Polytopia?
I play it a lot.
Yeah, it's like an app that Anthony showed us. It's kind of like Civ, but like a simplified version of it. It's really cool. For you out there, you like Civ? Or like kind of RTS troop building games?
I love RTS games.
Yeah, no, it's a very...
Download Polytopia.
It's very simplified, but it's got a nice art style. It's very fun, very straightforward, and it's got pass and play multiplayer, so it's really cool. Like... This was our lifesaver when we went to Universal, dude.
And we were waiting in
waiting in like super long ass lines. Basically, we had someone with their phone open. You could create a multiplayer game. And then since it's like it's turn based, kind of, you have like a bunch of people dropped on a map and then you build up your civilization and stuff. And but it's pass and play. So player one will go first. They'll hit end their turn and then they could pass it on to player two. So you could play with up to like eight people and everyone sharing the same phone. So it was so much fun in line, although Anthony was an asshat because he had this super OP class. Now, let me explain to you how strong this class is, Tyler. So normally you're on land. You got land things. You can't get off of land until you research like boat navigation. Now, the problem with that is it's expensive. Like, you get that around, like if you're just gunning for that, like, at least, like, around 10, 5 to 10, you'll get that. He spawns on water, and he has, like, an amphibian race, so they could move on and off water. So he has that research for free. So, and if you spawn next to him and use your neighbor, you're fucked because then you're surrounded by water and you have no way of traversing it until you get the navigation. The problem with that is that's just a fucking move on water. So you have to sacrifice the ability to do all this other stuff just so you can move on water because this bitch ass is sitting next to you like in an ocean. It's so frustrating. And he was using that class the whole time and I just didn't play with him anymore. It almost felt like he was cheating.
No, he was cheating.
It's part of the game. So, that voice crack. It's part of the game. It's part of the game, so I can't really complain that much. But just, like, it's frustrating because you're sitting there doing all this shit trying to build, and then he just pops in and, like, his stupid ass, like, whatever he was sitting on looked like a fucking Lapras, like, rolling by and doing stupid shit. Pissed me off. So I stopped playing with him. but we eventually did a couple games on my phone where I have all, I just got the, like the normal classes that aren't broken, and those games went a lot better. But that's super fun.
Yeah, really fun.
Yeah, and it's free. So if you're out there, you have a phone, you're looking for some kind of art.
If I had room on my iPhone, I'd definitely try it.
But, you don't have an iPhone.
It's only for, is that for Android?
It is for Android, but you don't have an iPhone. You have an Android.
Yeah, no, I do. I didn't say I had an iPhone.
Yeah, you said if I had enough space on my iPhone.
I was trying to fight.
On my phone.
Oh, I thought I heard iPhone. Okay. God
damn
okay.
It. So anyway, so I actually found out through IGN the other day. They actually are planning to release another Battlefield game in 2018. Mm. I don't know if you mentioned that in the podcast either, but on the last episode.
Oh, I've heard about it, but we didn't talk about it now.
So there's speculation that it could be either possibly Battlefield 5 or Bad Company 3, which I personally would love to see. Bad Company is how I got introduced to the Battlefield series. So I kind of held a special like place in my heart. Just like the cool action / funny humor, all that.
Do you think they'll kind of run the Call of Duty route and just jump straight to World War II? Or do you think we'll pop back to modern times for a bit?
I don't know. I think I hope they go back to World War II. I hope they do that. I definitely want. I don't want to see a modern like, game for a while or a futuristic game at all ever.
The problem is like Battlefield 1 is effectively World War II the way it's designed because they've made it like a fun game. It's not like everyone using single shot rifles.
It's a video game.
You know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. If we got like a Battlefield 2 and it was World War II or whatever, the only thing that would change is the locale, but we'd still effectively have the same game. I don't know about that. I didn't really like Battlefield 1.
I liked it, but I definitely felt the difference. See, I played Battlefield 1 for an extra amount of time, and then I went back to Battlefield 4 and just saw the difference in it, like of all the, literally the guns are all different. I mean, just the stats, the control of the guns, the way how the vehicles are, but just there's everything. Like it's an entirely different game. I see what you're saying, but I definitely felt like they made it a fictional World War One, if you will. You know,
yeah.
With adding all these like
because they're trying to make it heavy fun because it's a video game.
And it's a popular series though too. You gotta think. Imagine if EA tried to release a legitimate play by play, like page by page of a World War One. The game would probably not be that good at all.
Yeah, it's not a war sim. It's just a first person shooter set. First person shooter in itself is not realistic. Most of them aren't. If you want a game like that, you could play like Verdun, which is a World War One simulator, where you're dealing with trench warfare and dying constantly and having to deal with shit like that. So I thought it was I thought it was cool. I just didn't like the, cause it kind of felt to me just like, just not as bad, but Battlefront 1, the Star Wars game, there wasn't enough progression. Like I can understand it's World War One, but there was they took enough of a liability in just making the gameplay the way it was. They could have added some stuff. I like that they had camos, but they're all stuck behind loot boxes. There wasn't enough guns. I know they're remedying this now by adding more weapons that are hit like locked behind challenges.
There were plenty of guns. I think the issue was there were plenty of guns. It was just that you could definitely sort out the OP ones and then the ones that no one wants to use, like the
medic.
Besides
like the five shot medic guns, the Mondragon or whatever it's called, every medic gun was strong. It would three shot at medium to long range, and it was ridiculous because I love support, and I've always been like support for Battlefield because I love having ammo and having the C4 and all that stuff like that, or like what's limpet in this and whatever. But I enjoy support. I enjoy heavy machine guns. But they make them so weak, like it literally takes like 6 to 7 bullets to kill someone with a light machine gun. And I understand they're trying to balance the game, but when you have medic guns that three shot people from like medium to close range, you're kind of, there's no point in playing support. There was literally, besides the mortars, there was no reason to play support. And then they nerfed the mortars, and then the people that played support, that number dropped again. Yeah, the mortars were stupid. And then even for assault was good, but then if you were medium range, you weren't going to do shit against a medic that had you pinned down. He just gun you down instantly. And then the other problem, but this is just Battlefield in general, is the overabundance of snipers. I just don't like... The problem I have with the game is it's a sandbox. And it's fun for the experience, but because it's a fucking sandbox, it's unpredictable. I don't like unpredictable shooters, because then you die from something that you feel is not your fault, and you have to deal with that bullshit. And I understand, like, running as a squad, it prevents that, because you have, like, people that can revive you and stuff. But still, I hate when I'm playing a shooter and I feel like a death was my fault. That's why I like Overwatch, because a lot of time when you're playing this game and you're doing your stuff, you feel that you have control, at least somewhat, of how you die. And if you do die, you could almost always say, I did this wrong, I wasn't positioned correctly, or this person was just better than me, or whatever. But the fact that me getting sniped while I'm trying to move on to a point from someone like sitting on a hill with like his hand on his dick like 30 miles away, it's just not a fun experience for me. And I don't like sandbox shooters because of that. That's why I really just haven't liked Battlefield that much at all over its lifespan.
I
gotta
say then, so I will have your counter argument. I'm the other way around, where I don't like the linear like corner shooting games, which would be definitely your Call of Duty and even your Overwatch, where everything is so you definitely have the hot spots in the game where on the map which you see everyone is gonna be clustered at. And trying to see how I want to put it, because because you do make some good points with Battlefield being the sandbox game. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can't really be in control of because there's so much going on. Again, also it's 64 players in a full lobby. That's a lot. That's 32, and just constant explosions and shootings and just vehicles going over, you know, planes swooshing over your head, tanks busting through buildings and stuff, while you're just this one guy who's running around, whether you're a support or a medic or whatever, and you have very limited you could do. Unless, yes, like you said, you have like a squad, that's probably your best bet to like stay alive for a certain amount of time and like execute whatever you're doing, if it's a capture the flag or just regular team deathmatch.
And another thing with that is, when it comes to another feeling you can easily fall into while playing a game like this, is if you're by yourself and you don't have someone to play with, it easily falls into like the feeling that like you're not actually contributing to your team's overall success. So like you can sit there and spend 10 minutes trying to cap a flag. You'll cap a flag, you'll move away from it. 5 minutes later, it's back on the enemy side. And then you feel like you've ultimately accomplished nothing. Now, I know that they have different modes. Like there's like smaller team battles that you can play and stuff like that.
That's where actually you get that Call of Duty or Overwatch sense. So in a way, Battlefield has several factors that can contribute to whatever you might like in the game. And all you have to do is not play the other the other segments, the other types of matches that they have. You don't have to play this huge-ass sandbox game. You have Team Deathmatch, which has sectored off maps, or like map areas. So you're not playing a full map. You're playing a much smaller controlled area, which is what you're talking about. You would probably like in that case.
Well, I have played that mode, a sandbox. But the thing with that, again, is Battlefield is designed for the sandbox. So you could easily see, like, compared. So a lot of the matches that you play with less people, even if the maps are more sectioned off, the problem you run into is that because they're sectioned off and they're just smaller things, you feel that absence, like, of action, because the people move slower, the way you go through things is different. So you're dealing with it's just the game's not designed for that game type. And you feel it. And in Call of Duty, the bullets are more fast paced and stuff like that. Bullets are more fast paced, but the combat's more fast paced. Overwatch is Overwatch is slower.
The bullets are faster. We can't dodge them.
Overwatch is slower, but it's just it feels like those games are designed for that mode. So it's just it doesn't appeal to me. Being Battlefield, because it's just not my type of game.
It comes down to preference, yeah, which is fine, of course. You know, you no one's ever going to force you or tell you, hey, you shouldn't hate this game because this, that, and the other. You know, it's everyone's preference, really.
Oh,
it's
I'm not, nothing in my follower walk now. I'm not hating on the, well, I kind of am, but it's just not my type of game. If you like it, yo, I talk to people that love it, and power to them. I feel like it's kind of like Money Whore-esque with the loot box system, but I feel like every loot box system is like that. Even though it's just cosmetics, I don't like that I can't unlock those through my own merit. I just have to pray to RNGesus that I get something good, and that at least give us a mix of the two.
Recently updated it where now you actually have to earn those crates through experience and your score throughout games. So your progression now, it's not randomized where at the end of a game, it still is selected.
But you're getting...
You're saying as the one for choosing, right?
Like yeah. Like, look at Call of Duty. The camos that you got in like the better Call of Duties were based on headshots
and using the gun and getting
it's based on your skill with that weapon, how good you are with it, or just how long enough you've played with it. That so when someone has a camo, it's not like, oh, he got so lucky, he got that in a box. It's like, oh, that dude's used that gun for a very long time.
I totally agree.
Yeah, and I don't like
that. I actually don't like the system either.
And again,
I also don't like the lack of customization in the game.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Battlefield.
And it comes back down to fucking Overwatch the same way. Although Overwatch is just like skins, they're all loot based. They're all RNG based. And again, I don't like it because I feel like it's a money grab. You could feel that it's a money grab, but there's nothing preventing you from enjoying the game. So I really don't have. It's weird. I don't have a huge issue with you. I just don't like the.
You have an issue with me?
I just don't like the problem. I just don't like the business practice too much. But
comes out.
With the amount of games that come out every year that have both an original and a gold version with the season pass on launch, which is something that's a completely different topic because that shit pisses me off as well. It's insane the way the gaming industry is. I know that sounds very stupid, but well, we're not going to go into that. We're running near the end here. We only got like 15 minutes left. But yeah, I definitely agree with you. I'm excited to see a new Battlefield. I'd like to see a modern one because they have more opportunity to give you a better progression system. Because the problem with World War One, even though it's not exactly World War One, is you can't unlock attachments for your guns. It's hard to create a progression system. Because there's only so much available to them in their like pool that would make sense, which is, it's just frustrating, but that's just how it is. So I'm hoping they go back to modern because I really enjoyed unlocking the different stuff because I felt like I was actually working towards something, where instead of like Battlefield 1 where you're just working towards a gun and some of your best guns aren't even locked, like you have them off the get-go. So it's weird, but... I do enjoy the feeling that you get from playing in a big team, everyone rushing to do something.
I always call it Battlefield moments, and usually what that means to me is like something really cool happens, and a lot of the cool things happen, whether it's like some sort of explosion that you survive and you get like a bunch of kills off of, and like, you know, you see the whole, it's all action-packed is what it is. That's like, it's something that Call of Duty doesn't really present to me at all. Like, it never happens because there's nothing like that other than maybe a kill streak. Like back in like, you know, the Modern Warfare days, we had whenever like a, you know, Apache helicopter come in or someone gets like a nuke, it's like, holy crap, these guys went ham, obviously. But for Battlefield, I mean, you don't need kill streaks. You just like, usually it'll involve like vehicles for the most part. And I reference more Battlefield 4 where I'm like, you know, they had the jets and helicopters and stuff like that. But sometimes like these random crash landings would like come like right in front of your face. I just said, come right in front of your face. I totally didn't
mean that. You would.
Yeah. But it's like an epic moment really for me. And it's just like, I just got a lot of like easy, simple enjoyment out of that. I don't know. Like, and it's just like, I got hours of it. It never got old or boring at all. Cause it would always happen like a different way. It was never like one and the same for the most part.
Yeah, I feel you. That's probably the biggest. That's probably the
feeling.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I feel that Battlefield has going for it. And I think you can, just because you have less people, I don't think you can't make that an experience, because I feel that when I play like Titanfall, and I'm playing the attrition game mode, they've built mm-hmm. it so it feels like a war is going on, even though it might not. The fact that they have AI NPCs running around, you feel like a huge battle is going on. You have some people in Titan, some people engaging in close quarters with just their the pilots. And that feels, and from what I've seen from the new Call of Duty, they have that war game mode where it's like a mission, but you're fighting against player opposition. That looks cool. So you're like working on completing objectives, but you're going against other people as opposition. So that looks like an interesting mode, and that feels like that might be it. But I definitely agree with you where Battlefield, probably its biggest drive is the fact that it's a sandbox shooter, which you don't see much of. So that's one of the biggest things it has, because if it comes down to like gunplay, I feel like Call of Duty is smoother than most of the Battlefields. And I feel the Twitch shooting is more built into the Call of Duty franchise. But that's their motif, competitive Twitch shooting. And some of you out there may be like, oh, there's other games that do that. Again, that's obviously the case. But again, I'm not. As I've grown older, I've kind of strayed away from multiplayer experiences in general. Like I won't play them as often. That's what one of the bigger reasons I don't think I'll be investing in a PC anytime soon, because a lot of the things that PC players have to boast about, besides just the fact they have better specs, most of their exclusives are multiplayer like games, and the fact that you can play over the keyboard. And I've never been a huge fan of multiplayer only experiences or experiences that are largely revolve around multiplayer. I've been more of a single player story guy. I've gotten more impact from that. And PlayStation has just been fucking killing it with their exclusives this last generation. I think they've absolutely demolished both other markets, both PC and console in general, just with their exclusives in this last generation. Just excellent, fantastic games with Persona. Well, again, it depends on who you ask, but Persona I loved absolutely. Nier was on PC, so I'll give that to PC. They both had that. Just like all these single, but we got Spider-Man coming out soon. Where's an exclusive? Bloodborne. They had just any Naughty Dog game you play, which is fantastic. But I feel like they have like that single player experience down packed, and now we have God of War coming out soon. So
we'll see how that goes. I definitely, now that having a PlayStation, I'm gonna get into the God of War series.
I played three.
All the hype's about, because I hear it's an amazing franchise.
Yeah, they're really good games. I played three of three. It was very fun, but I'm super excited for the rest.
For me, it definitely comes down to, I mean, depending on the game that I feel like playing, and if it has multiplayer, I break it down in two ways. And you know, anyone that plays video games should enjoy both aspects of the story of the game itself, and then of course the multiplayer, which of course, you know, later on, like this generation, let's say over the past decade or so, a lot of the multiplayer has shifted over to where it's more like, I would say it's more important than the story driven games now, like of today. More people are interested in playing the multiplayer aspect, whereas like, even though they do have a story mode, let's say for example, like, you know, I bring up Call of Duty a lot, but you know, it's a great game to kind of poke at and also, you know, take a lot of aspects from it. But a lot of people don't play the story for Call of Duty, and they just hop right on into the multiplayer. I don't understand that, but at the end of the day, like, I like both, and it depends if I have friends to play with, because that makes, first of all, that makes multiplayer the experience overall that much more fun. If you're just playing multiplayer by yourself, it's not as entertaining. You do get something out of it, but as always, when you play with friends, it's a whole different scenario, like in its entirety. And you guys should know that, like, if for those who've been playing video games since you were like a kid, it all started with like the split screen, and you're playing with your friends, you know, they're overnight on the weekend, mom made she throws some frozen pizza or whatever, made some popcorn, got some soda pop or whatever, and you're just, you know, you're playing split screen whatever, like Kirby Air Ride or something like that back in the day, and like that was a lot of fun.
Kirby Air Ride, I remember that game.
Yeah, great game. But like just those games, and you get such great experiences, great laughs that you always will remember down the road. And like, you know, you bring it up and it's like, oh, hey, remember that one time we did this? Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's definitely, when it comes to me playing any video game, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm having fun with it, if I'm with my friends playing multiplayer, or if I'm even just playing the story, that's, if it's really good story driven, if it's really a good story driven game, then, you know, that's just, that's one thing for itself as well. But, I mean, who is anyone to tell anyone whether or not a game is truly good? If you enjoy it, then you enjoy it.
Like, well, you could tell people if a game's good or bad from an objective standpoint, but anyone has the right to enjoy whatever the hell they want. I'm not going to tell someone you can't play this game. We talked about this in our sexuality thing. Like, no matter what it is, from Senru to Kagura, which is full of anime titties, to The Last of Us, which is a mostly story narrative experience, I'm not going to tell someone that they can't play Senru Kagura, they can't play Call of Duty, or they can't play that just because the game isn't good. They could be a game such as Postal, which is literally about murdering civilians. That game has its own purpose. I'm not going to tell you you can't play that game just because it's about murdering innocent people. Again,
if you're underage, though, then play the game. That they have those ratings.
Well, that's the reason. Yeah, that's
I highly enforce those.
That's the reason we have ESRB.
That draws the line. Draws the line for me.
But then again,
I feel like a lot of people nowadays don't abide by that. You know, they go to the store and, like, you know, their mom or dad's with them, and they don't really give a damn either. They try to, like, you know, make an excuse to get the game. They end up getting it, and, like, you know, it's rated M. The guy at the counter would say, oh, you know, hey, this game's rated M for this, this, and that. And, like, sometimes they don't, it'll just be like, whatever, I'm sure it's not that bad. Make sure you know this kid's playing this game. And, you know, I don't know. It's definitely not a, if you're at an early age, if you're under definitely the age of 12 or 13 and you're playing games like that, like Grand Theft Auto, I mean, you definitely hopefully have a good head on your shoulders and to tell the difference between reality and fiction and, you know, what's wrong and what's right, because there's a lot of wrong on the game. As fun as it is, of course, hopefully someone sits down and, like, has a talk with them. Because there are really young kids that play games like that and they don't know the better. They don't know they can't pick out what's really, like, the message in the game or, like, just the violence or sexuality in the game. Like, that's the stuff I would definitely worry about, though.
It's weird because a lot of the younger audience that does play GTA ends up going straight into the multiplayer because they can play with their friends and there's so much to do. So you get
being called a faggot online.
Because
yeah, like
you get a lot of bang for your buck with GTA 5 with its online, because there's so much available for free. So a lot of kids jump straight into that. I don't talk to kids, but I'm sure a percentage of them, I don't know exactly. This is entirely speculation.
I hope you don't talk to kids.
But
you know he does.
This is entirely speculation, but you know the percent of them are just hopping straight into the online. They're not really caring about the story. The story has some fucked up shit. There was one part of the story for GTA 5 where Trevor's like just literally terrorizing this one dude. What's the word for it?
Oh, I don't know. Can you describe the scene?
It's like interrogating.
Oh, that's
the interrogating. Oh, he's like
the torture
off his
sequence.
Fingers.
Yeah,
ripping
off his fingers. That torture sequence
that
for
was great.
For
was
entirely no reason. Like, that dude did nothing wrong, and then he just tells him to, like, fuck off. That shit, I don't know why, but that shit pissed me off so much. I just stopped playing the game. Like, right after that mission, really? That mission was over, I completely cut off the game. Because, again,
wasn't that bad.
I mean,
it's not that it was bad. It had nothing. It wasn't like that. The fact that it was torture was affecting me. It's the fact that it was like the torture of an innocent. I don't know.
It was just nonsensical.
Yeah, it just, like, pissed me off. It was just, I really hated Trevor as a character. Like, he, the way that he was murdering people, again, it's
he was
game.
A psychopath.
Yeah.
He had his character build up. You know how
he was like my least favorite character to play. I loved Franklin, and Michael was okay, but I loved Franklin.
Franklin was my dude.
He's really cool, and it's just,
I
don't know.
Replay that story.
The game was okay. I thought the earlier GTAs were better. I thought San Andreas was really good. 4 was all right.
Well, I started with 4.
And then I liked 5 for what it brought to the table, but the story was just okay for me, at least.
The multiplayer aspect was what was, like, what made it amazing.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's what's still keeping it on the top of the list. My Discord is not muted. Hopefully no one else says anything. So, yeah, definitely some crazy stuff. But I think that brings us to the end of our hour special, our little after night segment or after hours segment.
Non-linear chat.
Yeah. If you guys have any if you guys have any questions or have anything for us, go ahead, either drop them in the comments or join the Discord, which will be in the description below. If you like our content, we are both on YouTube and podcasts and or iTunes and Google Play, because not every podcast is ever. So I'm trying to get us on to Spotify, but they are a bitch when it comes to accepting podcasts, because you have to have a certain amount of hits on your RSS feed, blah, blah, blah. So that's all political bullshit I'm dealing with, because Spotify is a good avenue to be on. So I'm trying to get us out there. If you do like our content, go hit subscribe, leave a like on the video. Let us know how you feel about these episodes, our normal podcast. If you like these episodes, make sure you check out our normal podcast, which goes out every Monday. I try to get it out on Monday. Sometimes it doesn't exactly get out on Monday, but every Monday, where it's more of a structured episode, and we talk about video games, anime, movies, news in general, and we'll be happy to see you there. So again,
sometimes butts.
We like to make a lot of dick jokes. So,
too many.
Yeah, too many. Too many. I listened back to the episodes.
At the same time.
Yeah, so. So, if you guys enjoy us, go ahead and do that for us. Again, feedback. We'd love any feedback. Just take the time out of your day. If you could let us know how you think, what you think about us, even if it's bad, I don't care. As long as you're talking to us, I'll be happy to hear from you. So,
communication is key.
Yeah. Thank you both for joining me tonight. Caitlin.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Although you talked barely, get your eye out of the microphone. Can you give us a little? Sign off.
See you on Saturday. Yeah. Whenever you listen to this again.
I guess that was very low. She did not speak very up into the
mic. See you on Saturday, everybody.
Oh, thank you for that. Wow. What about you, Tyler?
Oh, I'll smell you later, guys. Hasta la vista.
Wow.
He's trying. You can at least give him that. He's trying.
Yeah. I'm not shying, guys, all right?
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not.
So thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate you all for listening. And we will see you on Monday.
Okay, well, we won't see Caitlin because she'll be dead.
Oh, really? Try me.